Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Will you pray with me, please? Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. My dear fellow redeemed, the thought of being well connected has thoughts of, I have a notion, some chagrin to us. I certainly remember some days of job hunting, in which somehow I always had the feeling that because somebody knew somebody else, they got the job, and I didn't. And I would guess that my experience is not foreign to some of you. Or very often when I just simply wanted an answer, sometimes from an office in a government building or at the university, I somehow felt that if I had known somebody or been connected with somebody, perhaps I would have gotten the answer. And I would say that even in the church, that thought crosses our minds once in a while because we look around at our fellows and say they got the good calls because they must have known somebody or were well connected. The good news for us this morning, with the text that you have just heard read from the lectern, is that Jesus tells us that we, the ones who believe in Jesus as Savior, we are all well connected. We have in this text a marvelous intertwining of parable and application. It is not difficult to understand, and yet the application at times comes so difficult. 10 times in 10 verses, the necessity of abiding in Christ is emphasized. The true vine. Picture of a vine is not foreign to Scripture. Israel is often pictured as the vine, but with blemishes and flaws and disruptions and tearings. And so Jesus just doesn't call himself a vine or even the vine. He is the true vine. And there are advantages to this. He makes no bones about sharing that with us, what the advantages are of staying connected to him. For he says that we alone, think of that exclusiveness of being connected. We alone, those of us who believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior, we alone can produce fruit. The world cannot. The unbeliever cannot. The hypocrite cannot. We can. And not only can we produce fruit, the idea in this pericope is not just any old fruit, not just skimpy fruit, not just fruit once in a while, much fruit, more fruit. And we have indeed that ability to do so. Those of you who like to garden, as I do, but I'm not a very good one, And the reason I say that I'm not a very good one is because I somehow do not like to prune. Now, those of you who know what pruning does for trees and shrubs and so forth, you know the necessity of pruning. And I always look at those marvelous green little shoots and I say, oh, I just can't quite bring myself around to snip those off. And yet it is the necessity of snipping those off that gives strength to the rest of the plant, and if indeed it is a fruit-bearing plant, pushes the strength and the sap out to the fruit so that much and better and more fruit can be produced. And that's what the gardener, the husbandman, the father does. He prunes. And that pruning is something that we need look at times because we don't often understand or want to understand. And maybe it's my gardening turned inward that I don't like the pruning. Because very often it's the little snips that hurt. Yet the text tells us that he prunes so that it will bear even more fruit. The fruit-bearing branches are pruned so that they bring forth even more fruit. The important part of this passage is that Jesus tells us how. He does not just berate us in terms of saying, now you abide in me. Do your best. You're on your own. Try it. It's not what we hear. He tells us how. He first of all tells us, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. The gospel. He died. Here in this Lenten season, what a marvelous time to refocus our attention on that word by which we have been made clean. That's the word by which we have been grafted into the vine and have become the branches. And furthermore, it is that word in which we remain in that continues our abiding. If you remain in me, my word remains in you. We remain well connected because of the gospel. That is the urging here, to stay close to word and sacrament so that the Holy Spirit through word and sacrament reestablishes constantly, strengthens that bond, embeds that bond, forces that flow of sap so that indeed we are strengthened so that we bring forth much fruit. It has not kept a mystery in terms of what the fruit are. We can work out some interesting equations in this text, and especially if we continue the text beyond into verses 12 to 17. The fruit is love, and the love is obedience, and the obedience is love, and love is joy. He would have us be joyful. Let me read for you again with its continuance. As the Father has loved me, so I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. And my command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command. Love each other. And repeating verse 11, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. The joy of our forgiveness in Jesus Christ, but also the joy of a fruitful life of love. Will you pray with me? Lord, we thank you for choosing us. We thank you that through your word, you have made us clean and have thereby made us branches on you, the true vine. Send your Holy Spirit to us that we will evermore be motivated to stay close to your word, and through that word continue to abide in you. We so want our joy to be complete. Continue to be our joy so that we can even rejoice in the pruning of tribulations, in order that we may bring forth more fruit. Lord, show your love to those around us by the way we love each other. Lord, we believe. Help our unbelief. In your name we pray. Amen.